President Obama will be receiving recommendations on reducing gun violence Tuesday and has already served notice about some restrictions. Joining us live is Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Well, Ken, controls over guns and ammunition face a tough road in Congress, but it seems the president may have a way to get around that.
Yes, well, this is something that presidents do when they deal with resisting Congresses, and that's unilateral action or executive order. And Vice President Biden, who's in charge of this task force on gun control for the president, has been saying that the president does plan to use these kind of unilateral measures. Biden hasn't said what they will be, but pretty much in addition to legislation, it looks like it'll be things like trying to tighten up the background checks on gun purchases, trying to coordinate data on people who might not might be prohibited from having guns, such as people who are mentally ill and so on. And so we're going to have a whole series of these recommendations on Tuesday, and unilateral action will certainly be part of them.
So, Ken, does that mean the president has sort of given up on working things out with his adversaries?
Well, that's the broader point here, because you see the administration gearing up for a lot of these executive orders and unilateral actions. There's already been some action on immigration to make it easier for people to get visas who are undocumented. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has been moving on various measures to control air pollution. There's one thing after another that's in the pipeline, and we're going to be seeing them rolled out in the coming months, and gun control is one of them.
Now, the president is making nominations to replace those cabinet members who are leaving. What are these nominees telling us about his second term?
Well, I think one thing is just sort of the pattern of what we've been talking about. It looks like he's going to be pretty tough in pushing his proposals. When I talk to White House advisors and people who are advising the White House from the outside but talk to the senior staff, they say that the president pretty much realizes now that the accommodation approach doesn't work, particularly with the House, where the conservatives are pretty much have been opposing him. And now the conservatives have a different view. They feel that they're the ones who've been sort of shut out of accommodation. But from the president's perspective, he feels like he's tried, and the Republicans in the House won't reach halfway. So he's now going to try to just sort of push his proposals. You saw that in this insistence he had on taxing the wealthy in this recent fiscal cliff fight. That's going to be back again when we go back to the economic issue and the budget in a couple of months. So you're going to see, I think, a much tougher President Obama in dealing with his adversaries on Capitol Hill.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report.